settling into practice, taking good care of whatever posture you need to be in. That it feels well supported. Taking a moment to just bring intentionality to this practice, to open the heart with interest and friendliness. Noticing the contact points that the body makes with the floor and the chair, your hands at your lap. Feeling the breath wherever it's easy to feel it. Perhaps having a few nice full breaths. And letting it just settle. Be as it is. Letting now the breath gently recede into the background as we do a brief body scan to help us connect a little more deeply with ourselves, the present moment, and whatever emotional life is here. Dropping the awareness now down into the feet, simply feeling the toes of the feet, just as they are, noticing any particular sensations that are there. Letting it be okay if there are no sensations. That's what there is to be aware of. Sensing now the soles of the feet, both left and right. Feeling free to go back and forth from left to right as you feel the need. Sensing the tops of the feet. Remembering the feet provide a great deal of sensory awareness. So what can you feel? Coolness, warmth, moisture, dryness, pulsation, vibration, a buzzing, pressure, stretching. A sense of the foot in the shoe, the boot, the sock. And now moving into the lower leg, the ankle, shin, and calf, opening to whatever sensations are here, just as they are, not as we would like them to be, but rather as they are, with interest, with friendliness. Noticing when the mind wanders, it's what minds do, no big deal. Just notice that and gently bring the awareness right back into the body scan. Coming now to the knees. and up into the thighs, letting the awareness trace all the way up the thighs to the hip joints, the sitting bones. Sense of the skin, the muscles, the bones. And then gently letting that be as it is, as we redirect our awareness into our hands, feeling each and every finger and thumb just as they are. Again, like the feet, we can feel a great deal here. The tingling and vibration, maybe pulsation. Opening to the palms of the hands. Yoking our awareness with the body, and thereby bringing ourselves into the present moment. The body doesn't know how to time travel like the mind does. It's only here. Sensing now the backs of the hands. Sense of the skin. Maybe a little bit of the muscles, and certainly a sense of the bones. And coming now into the forearms, the wrists, the forearms. Maybe you can feel a pulse at the wrist. Sense of the muscles, maybe the bones. And coming up into the elbows. And now the upper arms. And include here the shoulder joints, feeling the muscles, the bones of the joints. And then letting that be, redirecting attention now down into the pelvic region. Sense of pressure perhaps as the buttocks are sitting on the chair. Feeling of the genitals, the sitting bones, the hips, the bladder. Perhaps a sense of the breath down into the pelvic region. And then shifting into the abdomen, feeling the rise and fall of the belly, maybe a sense of digestion. Opening to whatever you find here, remembering that the abdomen can be a place where we may tighten and brace, where we may feel strong emotions like anxiety and anger. And where, too, we may also feel aversion for our present moment experiences. So opening with curiosity and kindness. Letting it all be here. Including the resistance to things being here. Shifting now into the low back, feeling the tailbone, the sacrum, the lumbar spine, that whole low back region that can be tense with the stress of our lives. Sometimes with emotional distress, there'll be tension there. Letting the awareness move up the back, feeling the spine, the lower ribs, the muscles, just as they are. And gently bringing awareness back when it wanders again and again and again, each moment being a moment of mindfulness. Moving up the back into the thoracic spine region, mid-back. Skin, muscles, bones. Up into the shoulder blades, in between them. The shoulder muscles, areas that are often tight and tense, often because of responsibility and stress, and also sometimes because of aversion for what we may be feeling. Knowing the life of the body as it is, nothing to fix or change, but to simply know. Noticing too the back of the neck, tracing perhaps tension from the shoulders into the back of the neck. Again, this whole back of the neck, shoulder region, it's an important area where our emotions are often expressed or stored, opening to it. And then gently shifting awareness forward into the chest. Perhaps you can sense the heartbeat, the rise and fall of the chest with breathing, the muscles of the chest wall. Opening to what you find here, maybe a part of your emotional life, that tightness or sunken feeling of sadness, that flutter of anxiety. Bringing kindness and interest to whatever you experience. It's just life happening. Coming in now to the front of the neck, the throat region, another important region where we feel strong emotions, where we can feel hurt feelings, choked up, sad, grief. And now coming into the head and neck, pardon me, the head region, head and face. Sensing the chin and the jaw, tracing from the tip of the chin along the jaw lines up to the TMJ. Noticing if there's any tension here. This can be a place where we grip, where we hold on, where we may know aversion. Feeling into the facial muscles, muscles of expression, where we express our emotions, where we store them, into the cheeks. Sensing now the mouth, the lips, and inside the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. Feeling the nose and passage of air through the nostrils. And the eyes, the eyeballs, eyelids, the muscles around the eyes. The eyes are very expressive, as you know. So opening to any tension you may feel here. Part of our emotional lives. And feeling between the eyes and into the forehead. Another important region where we feel and store emotions. And then sweeping awareness over the scalp, crown of the head, the back, the sides, perhaps a sense of the hair. Feeling now the ears. And aware of hearing. And then gently letting go of face and head region, coming back into your center with the breathing. Perhaps letting that awareness of the breath expand, take in the whole body. Breathing, as it were, down to your feet, down to your fingertips, up to the top of your head. And then just resting the awareness in the breathing. Noticing where you feel the breath easily, readily. And simply noticing breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps making a soft whisper of a note. Breathing in, breathing out. In, out, rising, falling. Or counting the breaths, whatever works for you to focus awareness on breathing. noticing where the mind wanders to, perhaps noting that, thinking, hearing, naming an emotion, sad, anxious, feeling it for its brief life, and then coming back to the breath again and again and again. Letting whatever arises in awareness be here, pushing nothing away. Letting it all be known. Letting it all be okay. And even that sense of it not being okay, that aversion, letting that too be okay, opening to that too.